When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Well, we're back to the Man Up Show. Nikita Koloff, your one and only host. Hey, it's great to have you back each and every week. I just want to say thank you right at the top of this show, to say thank you to every one of you who are so faithful in helping one spread the word, but also dialing in every week, listening, whether it's on the Truth Radio Network or this podcast, Man Up, Q&A with Koloff. And I've got a super special interview today. You know, I say that every week, I guess, don't I? Well, but like, I really mean it, though, actually. I really do. Like, every guest I have, to me, is special. And this guy certainly is no different. Joshua Gillum, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Hey, Nikita, so glad to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you back with us. And I'm excited. You've launched a new business venture. We're going to talk about that. I'll just kind of tease the audience with that opening. But before we get there and talk about what you've delved into, something super exciting that I know a lot of people are going to be interested in, let's get a little backstory first. You and I go back now quite a few years now. I think we crossed paths back in the nutritional days. Would that be correct and accurate?
Yeah, I often think back to that. I think it was probably 2007, 2008. We came into proximity and, you know, by the grace and mercy of God, developed a wonderful friendship and have walked together deeper and deeper each year since then. And so, yeah, a long, productive relationship in the Lord. I'm proud to say that the Lord has been able to knit our hearts together.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting journey because, when I think about our backgrounds and this should be interesting for others out there developing friendships and relationships, because we have different upbringings, different backgrounds. You know, I grew up essentially I view it as unchurched. I didn't grow up a regular church attender, and maybe in my very younger days, my sister had shared with me recently, which I have no recollection of this, Josh, but she says when I was a little tiny guy, apparently we did go to church some, but she said I would dress up in a little bow tie and like be all like neat and proper, and I'm like, wait, what? The Russian Nightmare in a bow tie. Get a visual of that, folks. I guess I need to bring the bow tie back. But she was sharing, like, we just had a recent family outing in northern Minnesota with a family, just a lot of family time, quality time, and just sharing stories. And
wonderful.
She was sharing these with my younger daughters, Kendra and Colby, and I'm like, I just don't even. She was talking about how neat I was and organized I was. I'm like, well, I guess that is carried on into later life. But for you, like, you grew up Catholic, right?
Yeah, grew up. Well, you know, well, let's see. It's a little varied, but the majority of my experience as a middle schooler, high schooler, began attending the Catholic Church with my grandparents, and then walked in that from the time I was about 13 years old up until I was 36 years old. Prior to that, you know, my parents were people of faith, but, you know, struggled in how to apply that. But I always like to tell the story that while I was in the womb, my mother read the whole New Testament to me out loud. So I was hearing the word from the very beginning, praise God.
Did you leap in the womb? That's the question. Maybe we have to ask her, right?
I don't think I was that much of a saint.
Yeah, I'm reminded of when Mary walked in and carrying Jesus in her womb, and John the Baptist leaped in the womb, right?
When he
heard her voice. Lord. That's pretty amazing, though. So wait a minute. So let's pause right there for our listeners. Your mom read the entire New Testament while you were in the womb.
That's right. You know, she says, always be careful what you pray for, because you know, her prayer was at that time, she had had a conversion moment while she was pregnant with me. And she said that she just prayed that God would use me mightily in his kingdom. And she dedicated to reading the whole New Testament to me while I was still in the womb. So praise God for parents that, you know, like all parents, you know, I don't always make the right decisions, but boy, did she ever make a good decision with that one.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I don't know personally of any other stories like that. I mean, I've heard other stories of, you know, parents talk, you know, the dad talking, you know, talking to the baby in the womb, or even mom or whatever. But yeah, I did not know that about your story. And I know, you know, so you kind of fast forward, I know, when we going back to when we met, we had some conversations. You had had some pretty in-depth conversation with two mutual friends, David Graham and Jeff James, about faith and about, if you want to say, religion and that sort of thing as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, if I look back at my path during, you know, the time from when I was 13-ish until about 2008, when I came into proximity to both Jeff James and David Graham, you know, I had lived a devout life, trying to live towards the standards and the doctrine of the Church, Roman Catholic. And, you know, I was what you would probably describe as a devout Roman Catholic, and, you know, using the tools that I had in front of me, chasing after the Lord. But because of the proximity that I came into with both David and Jeff, I mean, I really looked at their lives and looked deeply into their lives and said, man, there is something that those guys have that I don't. And the more I contemplated that, the more I realized that there was just a level of heart knowledge, not just head knowledge, that those two had connected. And it overflowed from them by the power of the Holy Spirit, as temples of the Holy Spirit that they are, as Christian men of faith. And, you know, watching their lives, seeing their lives, and experiencing the application of that faith made me realize that there was just this gap in my own faith. And by the mercy and grace of God, October the 13th, 2010, you know, I knelt before the throne of Jesus and just really... All of that stuff from 13 up until that point, it all culminated in this moment where, just very simply, I made this decision by the power of the drawing of God. You know, Jesus, I'm yours and you're mine. And from that moment forward, everything changed. And it changes daily. The walker gets deeper. The walk gets deeper every day, and it changes daily. But that moment of transition and grabbing on to the old rugged cross, as I've heard you say, talked about your father before, and just embracing it and speaking words of salvation into my own life by the power of the Holy Spirit, drawing me into the cross of Christ.
Right.
It just changed everything. It just changed everything. And I don't know how to articulate it any different than that. And I say that that is my moment of the culmination of God's plan of salvation, bombarding my heart and bringing me full circle into an eternity with Jesus.
Well,
and I'm excited about that. You know,
would it be
change the game?
Yeah, absolutely. Would it be fair to say, and feel free to make any correction of my
sure.
Would it be fair to say that that moment, October 13, 2010, was a transition from religion to relationship? Would that be fair to say?
I think that there are definitely major aspects of that statement. Yes, I mean, because empty religion gets you nowhere. Relationship is what knits our heart through Jesus. The relationship with Jesus as our Lord and Savior knits our heart unto the Trinity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And that moment of what I can only describe in colloquial terms as that moment of salvation where the head and the heart become one before the Lord, you know, it strips off religious excess, and then it allows us to worship the God in true religion, which of that is an overarching relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. So I would agree with you that you know, the excess of religion can sometimes block us from having a relationship. And sometimes the other is true also, that an excess of relationship can block us from holding on to what we would call the true religion of, you know,
Christianity,
Abraham,
right?
Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, Christianity, right?
So, yeah, I agree with you in that statement in a lot of aspects of it. I may want, as the theologian that resides in me may want to articulate that, you know, more there than here. But I will agree with you that yes, there was in that moment, Jesus became the relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ became paramount into everything that I had done and was seeking, culminated in that moment of relation that said, now it's like the last piece of the puzzle, that now the whole picture is completely in place.
Well, I think that may resonate with a lot of our listeners out there as well, who, you know, maybe they, whether they grew up in church, didn't grow up in church, or, you know, grew up around, if you want to say religion, even other religions other than Christianity. Yeah. And what separates Christianity from all the other religions, according to Scripture, according to the Bible, right, is what we're talking about, that personal relationship, the acceptance of Jesus in our hearts, right? Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved, or Ephesians 2:8-9, right? It's a gift. It's salvation's a gift, right? You can't work for it. You can't earn it.
Wonderful.
Not of works unless you could boast. And you and I almost share the same spiritual birthday. So October 17th for me, October 13th for you.
Yeah.
And so that's a pretty cool deal. So and now we fast forward. Of course, you know, you've been on the show before, but your wife, because I remember when you had that encounter, she wasn't fully receptive to that, but later on came around and embraced that same transformation, right?
Yeah, completely. I can remember that on that night when I came home, I can remember it like it's yesterday. My wife was in bed reading, and I had come home from a Wednesday night Bible study with Jeff and David. And, you know, I'd had this moment, you know, and I didn't have the moment in the pews. I mean, you know, when church was over, we had like a Wednesday night church, and like we often do. And when church was over, I just said, hey, can I talk to you guys? And we went into the pastor's office, Keith Cannonberg, Jeff James, Dave Graham, all three of us were in there. And they said, well, what's up? And I said, and I just told the story. I said, you know, I've watched you guys, and I just really want to go full tilt. I want to go all in with Jesus. And, you know, they looked like a bunch of owls on the branch, you know, like I could have just pushed them off of it. Their eyes were big, because they used to say, this is our Catholic friend, Joshua, who's saved. That's the way that they would introduce me to people. And it was just so funny.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today. Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
But, you know, then and there, you know, they just said, well, we're just going to pray for you, and then you tell Jesus what's on your heart. And I did. And so I came home that evening, and, you know, my wife is from Mexico, grew up Roman Catholic. I was Roman Catholic before we met. You know, we had all the trappings of Roman Catholicism, you know, for our home. I mean, what you would imagine, you know, icons, and I mean, things that I think there's value in. But, well, you know, we're probably a little miscued, like you say, that empty religious act. And then, you know, I came into the bedroom. I said, Nelva, tonight I gave my life to the Lord. And she kind of looked at me like, well, okay, what's that mean? And, but then, you know, very quickly the Lord resolved that, because within a month after discussions and talking and what does this mean, right there in our living room, she knelt and gave her life to the Lord. And, you know, salvation will come to you and your household. And my children did the same thing. The impartation of what David and Jeff had imparted to me just began to then, when it came alive in me, imparted to my family. So
right.
Praise God, you know, God knows how fast to work for each of us, because I would have gone crazy if I had any doubt about my spouse's salvation, my spouse's dedication to the Lord. So, you know, Nelva, the Lord just moved very quickly with Nelva, and you know, to glory,
awesome.
And to glory, yeah. And to glory together. She's the, I mean, I could not ask for a better Christian wife,
yeah.
and mate than Nelva. I just, you know, give her, you know, give God all the glory and all
yep.
the praise.
Of course.
She gets to stand in that sunlight a little bit too, because she is a rock. There's no doubt.
Right. Well, and you bring up another interesting point for our listeners out there in realizing, I don't know the actual percentages, but I know when the man in the home comes to Christ first, it's like 90 yep. something percent of the rest of the family.
Yeah,
I think when it's the woman or the wife first, I think it drops to like, you know, 50 or 60% or something like that. If it's the yeah. children first, it's like 20 or 30%. Those are approximate numbers. Don't hold me out there,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
hold me to those numbers. But so that's an amazing journey, really, of what you're sharing. And now we fast forward today. You know, I think back to, like, I got to witness your water baptism. Of course, you've been a integral part over the years with involved with Man Camp, you've helped in many ways, and we've lost count, 25, 30 different camps that you've been
yeah,
involved
who
with.
Knows?
Yeah, you come and serve and sow into the men and pour into the men, and take just a minute and explain to the men out there, you know, why you would be involved in the camps. What keeps bringing
yeah.
you back to want to serve again and again and again and again?
Well, first of all, I would say that there's a little bit of a selfish side to it, because, you know, doing ministry, you know, full time for all of these years, as I have done, when I go to Man Camp, you know, I just get to sit under your authority. Instead of having to be an authority, I get to be under authority. And as I'm under authority, the Lord just pours out blessing. he pours out out, you know, new vision, you know, fresh quail, fresh manna every day that we're on the mountaintop together, so to speak, at Man Camp. You know, it was very integral. It is very integral to my walk, to the way that I stand before the Lord, to the way that I repent of my sins, to the way that I hold on to my integrity as a Christian man. Man Camp imparted all of those things to me, how I have integrity in my time and my talent and my treasure before the Lord, how I handle my relationship with my family, my wife, my children, my business associates, and the church that I minister to. So there is not an area of my life that Man Camp has not impacted to the positive. The reason that I come to it, you know, year in and year out, every opportunity I get, you know, is because I know how much it impacted me, and being able to then pass the baton to the next generation of Man Campers so that they can go and impact their world and their friends by helping them to get onto the mountaintop with us for the next time. So Man Camp to me, I mean, the reason I go back is because I feel like I'm beckoned by the Lord to be there, and the testimony that I have out of it, I mean, second to my salvation with the Lord, Man Camp has been just hugely impactful to me. And yeah. I've said many, many, many times that if I had to line up all the men who have poured into my life, and there have been, I mean, there have just been a ton of men that have given into my life, that through Man Camp and our proximity a week each time, I've had, you know, 20 plus weeks away under your authority, following your guidance, listening to the teachings that are provided through the retreats, that you have probably had the most impact in how I walk as a Christian, you know, as I walk in the process of sanctification, being holy as God is holy. The teachings that have been impacted under your authority by many men at Man Camp has caused me to be a different man today than I was 10 years ago.
Praise the Lord. And you've been, again, you've been instrumental then in giving back and pouring back in as well. And I know it was, you had the opportunity, you know, a father-son experience at camp at one point as well. And I know how it's impacted your own son and set him on a course. And so let me just make reference to this as well. So let me throw another curveball to the audience out there. So, you know, you mentioned being in ministry all these years. And of course, currently you're the bishop of part of the Anglican Church. And so that's pretty exciting as well. Where's the church located? In Kannapolis, North Carolina, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So I operate as a bishop over Spanish language and ministry for the Orthodox Anglican Communion and worldwide under the careful watch of our Archbishop Thomas Gordon. And so I work basically for the Archbishop's office to help with mission, international churches, missions abroad, mainly Central America, South America, Puerto Rico, Italy, and Spain. And we just are now expanding into both to Germany and Spain even deeper. We spoke with our bishops there, so we will be expanding into two new countries here in the next month. So it's exciting work to do that for the bishop's office as a bishop in the Orthodox Anglican Church.
That's
but
awesome.
I'm also the rector, which is the head pastor of St. Nicholas Orthodox Anglican Church, which meets at Village Chapel in Kannapolis, North Carolina. So we have a small church of God's faithful that worship in word and sacrament every Sunday and
awesome.
Bible study on Wednesday. So it's a wonderful, wonderful dual role that I work for the church.
Well, in more than a dual role, in our last few minutes here, you know, I teased the audience in the opening by saying you have ventured into a business and that I view as really in a sense, and you probably do too, as a ministry. But so just in our last couple minutes here, share with our audience what you're doing now and why.
Yeah, wonderful. So a good friend of mine, Dr. Guy Dom, had launched a year or so back doing bioidentical hormone therapy. And we put that into layman's terms. Most men would understand this as by testosterone, you know, the replacement therapy for testosterone. So he began to grow that business. And, you know, what he noticed was that he was very, very good at his side of things as a medical doctor. But what he needed was some help on the administrative side of things. So I came into the company with him as their chief executive officer. And, you know, we are looking towards the future. We have offices. We have three offices in the U.S., but we just opened a brand new medical practice here doing the bioidentical hormone therapy in Kannapolis. So it's exciting times to be able to venture into the marketplace. And I'm very excited about what God's doing, seeing men get healthy, seeing women get healthy through hormone replacement.
So that would be, so men and women would be a target. And what would be the, is there an age range?
Well, I mean, you know, everyone goes through their changes of life differently, right? You know, I think the studies say that once a man hits his 30s, that he starts to have a decrease in his testosterone percentages from that time on. So some people may have a decrease faster than others and may notice some of the effects of low T earlier in life than others. What I really love about hormone replacement therapy is that I just had this, you know, like everything else in life, you know, it's all about a testimony. And my testimony was coming into my 50s, you know, having all the effects of, you know, fatigue, lethargy, weight gain. And, you know, as I had my physical done in December of last year, it just came back that my testosterone was just bottomed out. So then speaking with Dr. Dom, you know, we talked about what that looked like and how to correct that. And it was life changing. I mean, you've seen my before and afters.
I sure have.
The man who sat on the couch, you know, every afternoon, as soon as work was over, it was just couch time. And now I have, you know, more energy. So the testosterone replacement for me was key to really kind of getting my life back to that activity level of, you know, 20 years ago.
Well, and you've been doing, and you've been, of course, keeping me and others updated on, like I know you started doing a lot of swimming. And I think when you first started, like, I think you couldn't even swim one lap. But the last post you sent me, how many laps or miles are you swimming now?
Well, the first time that I ever swam, I did 4.
Okay.
And couple of weeks ago, I think I did 108. I love swimming. I think that it is the place of the quietest time in my life because nothing can encroach upon you when you're in the pool.
I'm not much of a swimmer, but I know it's great exercise. And so, okay. So let me just ask you this. So if people wanted to know more about the hormone therapy replacement, what is there a website? Where could they go to learn more?
Yeah. Well, our website is Armour Medical, and that's ARMUR, Armour Medical. And so you go to armormedical.com, and there's all kinds of information on our webpage there. And then, of course, they can call the office toll-free 1-800-735-0474. And if they want to just speak to me directly, it's extension 700, gets you straight to me as the chief administrator. So love to talk to anyone about it that's interested in it. It's a wonderful, wonderful industry, and seeing people kind of recapture some of their youth again has been incredible.
Well, I know there's going to be some more and more amazing testimonies. So brand new office in Kannapolis, North Carolina. I know you got one in Florida. And is the other one in Utah? Is that where the other one is?
Mm-hmm.
In Utah.
We're seeing patients in Utah, Florida, and North Carolina.
And I know you have some very aggressive goals you were sharing with me off the air over the next 10 years. And so Joshua Gillum, man of many hats, Bishop of the Anglican Church, a father, instrumental in Man Camp. Hey, if you want to learn more about Man Camp, go to mancamp.com. Info and check that out. And now a businessman as well, back into the business world, as is another form of ministry, right? So another form of ministry. So, well, great to have you on today. Hey, go check it out. And great to have all of you listening in again on the Man Up Show with Nikita Koloff. And until next time, I want to say go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day. Mm. And I hope you were encouraged by Joshua Gillum's story today. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Nikita.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip, December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.